It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, joining us live on the Trocare College Live Line. Mike, I want to start with something we heard you talking about a little bit earlier this morning that Ford is doing. They're changing with their electric vehicles. They're including an at-home charger. Now, I think a lot of people heard your report on this early this morning and said, what? They didn't give you a charger? What the heck am I supposed to do? You got to pay extra? I'm already paying for the car? What's going on here?
Well, it's not quite as normal as like a home charger. Ford includes a plug that you can plug into your wall as, you know, you would any other sort of electrical appliance. What this has to do with is a pretty like advanced home charger that can charge your car up really quickly, essentially. And, you know, you can outfit your home to do this. A lot of EV drivers do. About 80% of EV owners do most of their charging at home. So you can essentially start each day with a, you know, quote unquote, full tank of gas. The way that you kind of speed that process is by installing a charger in your garage or in your home. And usually it's a pretty complicated process, right? It depends on how old your home is. It depends on permitting and that type of thing. But now Ford says that they are going to cover the cost of installation and they're going to kind of help sort through that piece of it for you. So they've contracted out with a company that does this, and they can go into your home and install this charger so that, you know, you can fill up your EV a little bit more quickly. And this is a pretty significant move. Ford is not the first company to do this. You know, Tesla and Hyundai and a few others do. But it is significant because Ford is the second leading purveyor of electric vehicles in the United States behind only Tesla.
Just curious, how much is that worth?
Several thousand dollars in some cases. And, you know, you think EVs are already pretty expensive. On top of that, you have to now think about, you know, redoing your garage in some capacity. You know, this could actually help kind of ease that transition. And as we've seen, you know, the demand for EVs start to level off in recent months as the early adopters give way to more demanding kind of mainstream consumers, Ford is kind of looking for any way to make the transition over to EVs a little bit easier, and this is one of the avenues that they've arrived at there. But again, kind of a difficult time for the EV space at the moment. There are more EVs being sold than ever have been before. That we expect that trend to continue into next year as well, but they're not being bought at the clip or the rate that they were really only a few years ago. So it's a moment when Ford and Hyundai and Tesla and General Motors and others are kind of looking for any little way to make these vehicles seem a little bit more appealing. This is where Ford's arrived.
Well, it seems like we're always talking to you about AI news. What's the latest in artificial intelligence? And so we have a few different things. One, in California, they were going to kind of put some limits on AI, or at least tell the companies to try and put some limits on AI. But that's not happening, is it?
Yeah, that's right. So over the weekend, California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a proposed bill that would have required AI companies, specifically the big ones, to submit to the attorney general in that state kind of a plan for how they're going to develop this technology. And, you know, that could include certain safety measures, you know, making sure that the information that they're training these models on is high-quality information. They were going to have to compile that into a document that they then submit to the California AG's office. In addition to that, they would have also had to have baked in a kill switch, which is essentially a piece of technology that allows these companies to just quickly turn it off, right? In case it starts to go awry, you can just press a button and it shuts down and the danger is averted. California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed this proposed legislation because he says it targets these larger AI companies. And that's problematic for two reasons, in his estimation. One is that it could stifle innovation, and, you know, he doesn't want want to do that. One, because it's good for California's economy. And two, because other countries in the world that perhaps have less restrictive AI policies, you know, could develop technology, this potentially dangerous technology, that, you know, would supersede, you know, California and the United States' own. So that's one part of this. And he also said that the real danger could come from not very expensive models. AI companies that are smaller, that don't have $100 million to throw around to build and train a model, they are maybe a little bit less sophisticated and could pose more of a risk when it comes to things like spreading misinformation or creating misleading content, imagery and videos and other things that could come out of a cheaper model as opposed to a more prominent, more expensive model where, you know, the Googles and the OpenAIs of the world have a kind of vested interest in making a good product. So that was the veto. And it's a pretty big moment for California and for AI regulation in general, because many in the tech space looked at that proposed bill as potentially a blueprint for federal legislation when it comes to artificial intelligence. Bit of a setback in that effort.
There is a new tech tool that's out, Notebook LM. What is that about?
So this is from Google. Notebook LM is a note-taking program. It actually was released by Google last year, and it's kind of meant to, you know, help with study efforts for, you know, students, graduate students, that type of thing. You can upload your notes, or you can upload text, PDF files, research papers, that type of thing, and it will, like, create a little study guide for you with the help of artificial intelligence. A new feature has been released in Notebook LM within the last month that's getting a lot of attention, where you can upload, same thing, notes, research papers, you know, even small, you know, books and that type of thing, and the system will generate a podcast for you, a completely AI-generated, scripted and voiced podcast where two hosts kind of chat back and forth, banter, make jokes, and ultimately try to explain the material that you uploaded. So I got a chance to play around with this a little earlier this week, and I uploaded Google's the Department of Justice's lawsuit of Google over ad tech, which is something that is playing out in the courts right now. And here's a little example of what that sounds like.
Welcome, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be unraveling something you interact with every single day online, but probably don't think much about online advertising. And more specifically, we're going to take a magnifying glass to Google's role in this often invisible world. So
I'm not going to play the whole thing for you because it's 13 minutes long. But the idea here is that you upload this very dense, kind of boring content, and then you can listen to it on your way back and forth to work with, you know, kind of this AI-generated voice included within it.
Creepy. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Mike, thanks for making me aware. I'll get my resume in order. Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, joining us live this morning on WBEN. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.